Hello, this is a Publish Me Podcast Footnote episode. I'm host Keith F. Shovlin. As part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Fair in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is Michael Thompson, author of Winslow Hofner's Incredible Encounters.
Hi, my name is Michael Thompson. I am an author from Northern Virginia, and the title of my latest book is Winslow Hofner's Incredible Encounters. It's a folkloric fantasy adventure on the high seas. It's about cryptids and sea monsters and epic urban legends that only a few people have seen, but there's one man who has happened to have seen them all, and it's a gallant fisherman named Winslow Hofner. He's regaling his all of his incredible adventures to these young journalists who come to find out that their small harbor town isn't exactly what it seems. This is my fifth book. I started out when I was 13, and I did a trilogy of children's chapter books called Chicken Boy, and I continued after I graduated college, and with a portal fantasy adventure, a shield and sword fantasy called World of the Orb, and it's about two best friends on a field trip to the museum. And they discover this hidden room where the museum is hiding this portal to another world, and it follows their adventure. And then this is my latest book. Golden rule of museums is don't touch the displays, and that's what they do. They break the one rule, and they touch the orb, and they're plunged into this alternate world of monsters and magic. And that was my first award-winning book. It was my first novel that I did. And ever since then, I've been doing fantasy books and in all sorts of different genres and age groups. My favorite to write, I love all of them. I love the experience of all. There's different experiences every book. Like, this book had some amazing illustrations in it, and it was very dialogue driven. So I think I'm gonna go with Winslow for now. Since it's my latest work, so every new work sort of supersedes the last and becomes my new favorite. But they're all sort of my favorite. It's like picking your favorite kid, you know. But yeah, it almost reads like a script. There's so much dialogue in it and different accents, and the research process for this book was especially fun, and so that was a new experience. Oh, the reading was great. A few people came in. They had heard me on the radio on WINA, and that was the first time I was ever on the radio, so it was really cool that it brought some people in, and I got to see some of my family members who live here. And I read the first story, Gambo, which is about a fire-breathing fish. And it's like a framed story. So it follows our journalist, John Chaplin, as he goes from skeptical to seeping into Winslow's more magical world. And whether he chooses to sort of like escape from his fact-based line of work and take a chance in believing these tall tales that he's telling. And that's sort of what it's all about. What's next? I've got the Chicken Boy series. I've got the World of the Orb, book one, which is going to be a series. And I've got Winslow, and I love all of them. And right now I'm in sequel mode, so I'm eager to return to the world of my first novel, World of the Orb, and tell the further adventures of those characters. And I'm thinking of writing another children's book, and continuing that story, and Winslow as well. I love the character so much that I don't think that I can leave him alone. So, or he can't leave me alone, I think. So I'm gonna return to that too, and continue expanding the world of each of my books. What inspires me? My great grandfather was a historical fiction novelist, and my first novel, World of the Orb, was dedicated to him, and it was really cool seeing that you can be an author as a career, and it had been done in my family. And so I had never met him, but he's always been sort of my greatest inspiration, and I'm always inspired by ordinary characters in extraordinary situations. And so Winslow Hofner's Incredible Encounters is a really good example of that, because all of the creatures are based on these cryptids. I studied a lot of cryptozoology in preparation for this book. So lots of them are animals that have been seen once and then never again. And so I thought I'd create one character who has seen them all. And so that was a big inspiration for me, reading about these urban legends.
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?